Have you been back to Japan?
I visited Japan once in 76 and once in 1980, mm-hmm. and found it very interesting. Mm-hmm. But having been born and raised here, it was really quite a shock, in fact, to see all these Japanese people coming at you at once, because we're very, very few here. Mm-hmm. And to see all these Japanese people coming at you was rather frightening at first, because you're not used to it.
Right.
But because in Montreal, we wouldn't see too many. Mm-hmm. And excuse me, and even during the evacuation, when I was evacuated, we lived apart from the main body of Japanese people, so it was for us normal to see mixed population, mm-hmm. rather than to see completely Oriental mm-hmm. population. So it was very interesting, and they were very surprised. We went in the summer, and of course my daughter was wearing shorts, and they couldn't get over her long legs, because in proportion in Japan, the body should be longer than the legs, not the legs longer than the body. And so it was very surprising that they would ask, how did that happen?
They thought it was not proper, did they?
They thought it was unusual, mm-hmm. and it was very interesting that they would come up and ask.
Right.
And it was a very interesting trip for my daughter and myself.
Did you go back to any kind of family places where your
yes.
where your grandfather had come from?
Yes, we had.
Did you meet some of the family that?
Yes, we traveled. My grandparents came from Miyagi-ken, which mm-hmm. is in the northern part of Japan, mm-hmm. and they speak a different dialect. Mm-hmm. So part of our not learning the Japanese language too was that our grandparents felt that we wouldn't be understood all over Japan to learn Japanese mm-hmm. of that dialect. So they felt that how bad their English was, there was always someone here to correct it. Mm-hmm. And they felt, my grandmother especially felt, that if we wanted to learn Japanese, then we should go and learn properly. Mm-hmm. And then we would be understood no matter where we traveled in Japan. So when we went to Japan, with the help of television now, they all speak more or less. You could tell by certain inflections in their accents mm-hmm. where people come from, but I don't think it's as prevalent as it used to be mm-hmm. of being able to identify people by the way they spoke or their accents.
Right, right.
But with television now,
yeah.
they all speak pretty well a uniform mm-hmm. Japanese too.
Had you kept in touch with your family back in Japan, or had any other members of your family kept in touch prior to going back?
My grandparents, of course, had.
Yeah.
And my grandmother had received letters and what was going on. And on my husband's side, my mother-in-law had kept in touch.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very surprised to see that we knew as much about the Japanese culture as we did, or even that we even made the attempt to speak mm-hmm. Japanese. And of course, my daughter is fourth generation of Canadian mm-hmm. Japanese origin, so when but she knew how to write her name.
Oh yeah.
And when we were visiting, we were offered a visitor's book to sign our names, and when they saw my daughter sign her name in Japanese, my husband's cousin said he really felt, "Why, this is a relative. This isn't just any ordinary Canadian coming over here. This is really a relative," when he saw her write her name
right.
in Japanese.
Uh-huh.
Those are all little things that we never think about,
right.
but that was his remark
right.
when he saw her writing. He couldn't believe if she would go to that trouble of learning. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And since then, they've been over. All of his cousins mm-hmm. have come to visit. And they're all in their 60s, 70s, mm-hmm. 80s now.
Is that right?
And we had very, very pleasant meetings with them.
So you've kind of really re-established contact again after
yes.
what, almost 80 years?
Huh? That's right, mm. yes, yes. Mm. And we just received a letter 2 weeks ago from my grandmother's side asking if they could visit.
Mm.
So we're hoping that they'll come in July. And they all have this vision of Canada as being such a huge country.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't, in Japan, they just can't visualize such a huge country mm-hmm. with people all over.
Oh, yeah.
So
every part of Japan has got
a population.
Has got people in it.
Yes. Well, Tokyo, for instance, having close to 16 million, is it now?
Mm.
And there are people who live underground, and they work and everything underground because they take the metro.
Metro, yeah.
And then they're building. They were building when we were there buildings which would house people, and they would live, sleep, eat, without ever having to come down to the ground.
Really?
And they would just take this continuing transportation up there.
Up in the buildings.
Yes, up in the buildings. And so they have three levels of population.
Good heavens.
It's tremendous, the volume.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were to get onto a street that you didn't want to go in that direction, I think they just make up your mind for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
You just end up by going anyway.
That's right. It's quite a force, people force. Mm. So if you wanted to sell a product, you just have to appeal to 1/16th of the population, you'd be a millionaire.
Yeah, right. You sold it right now.
That's right. Yeah.